What a world we live in, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians. It turns daily topsy-turvy. The more untraditional, the better. The more antisocial, challenging the social order as is, also the better. We live in a world that readily accepts abortion, LGBTQ priorities, and euthanasia, and embryonic stem cell research, and human cloning, and pornography. Boy, is that ever growing. It is an age of moral change, post-truth, to be sure. It's one of radical social upheaval and sexual turmoil. It is an age, it seems, where anything goes, anything. It is a day and age of a new morality. Perhaps nothing confronts Christians and conservatives more so than the birth of the new morality. It is the day and age, so says Obama and his ilk, of post-truth. So, therefore, anything can go. In short, there is no such thing as truth in any absolute way. It is a day and age of moral relativism. In fact, it is an age where the ultimate moral decision maker is you. You. Whatever you think is right or wrong, so be it. Your conscience, however sensitive or moral, is your guide. Your very own absolute truth and nothing external, especially nothing absolute, matters. The ultimate demands, the claims for truth for many and all religions, they're just irrelevant. The Christian may claim that Jesus Christ is the ultimate, the way, the truth, and the life, and the same for Scripture. But if you don't believe that, any and all claims of Christianity are irrelevant, and you make the Ten Commandments for your very own life, your Ten Commandments. And the same with Islam, where not only is Islam the only truth, but everything else is idolatry. It's blasphemy. And such believers are nothing more than infidels. So this day and age says, ignore Islam in any absolute way. It's only what you think and believe that matters, that and that alone. And so fact and truth change day to day. In fact, there is no such thing as a fact. Perhaps it is no more than an event which consists of any number of elements and interpretations and emotions, and matters unobserved or unreported, a partial truth. And truth, anything ultimate, is nothing more than a configuration of guesses and estimates and hopes. So again, if that's the case, do as you please, for your conscience so dictates. Any actions you take will not incur any moral consequences. So goes the thinking. And this new morality, really immorality, has little respect for the rule of law. If what an individual wants or believes is contrary to the law, then bend it, break it, or ignore it. It may, says such an actor, apply to others, but not to me. The me generation has few, if any, rules. How difficult it is for the Christian or the conservative traditionalist to live by the old values under these new ones. And this, my fellow Christians and conservatives, may be the ultimate test and challenge of this day. How shall we live? And the churches, they decline. Do they ever? Attendance goes down. And that's especially so in the old denominations. They compromise, pastors do. They compromise the Scripture. They water it down. They interpret Christian ethics and, in many cases, interpret them away. And they depart from the teachings, at will from the true faith, a cancer that the Apostle Paul warned against time and again. The churches become more social institutions rather than messengers and ambassadors of the gospel. They raise money. So many compromise for money. They bow to criticism or modernity. The courage of the gospel declines. Spiritual muscle wastes away. The churches become more ineffective by the day. Churches and pastors yield far too much to the political. The Johnson Amendment, for example, intimidates them. So many pastors in the churches do not speak boldly from the pulpit or in their community. A rabid secular IRS threatens to take away tax exemption, and churches just buckle under. communities attempt to tax legitimate nonprofits, and that results in more decline, more compromise. The once potent assembly of believers, fired and inspired by the Holy Spirit, hardly exists anywhere anymore. Ironically, when it does, it enlivens, it impassions the believers and sends them into all the world with the power of the gospel. Those inspired church centers spring up outside the denominations where the old-fashioned, the old-time gospel, the old-time religion is welcomed in every way. Then and only then do the fruits of the Spirit become evident, and boy, do they ever. And these churches train up the young, the children, in the ways they should go. They implant the seeds of the gospel early on, and up come men and women who are not afraid or ashamed of the gospel, and they carry on individually and in new groups what was once the mission of the old churches and the denominations. It is to them, these new apostles, these new ambassadors for Christ, to which is entrusted the message of the gospel with its power of old. And this gospel of old, never, ever quieted or extinguished, goes on in many ways more powerful than ever. The church of today needs to be born again. Thank God, many are. The true Christian should make certain this new revival occurs in every church. The world desperately needs this old-time gospel. And then there is our beloved Constitution. This document with its precious amendments, which contains our freedoms, the finest freedoms the world has ever known. What a fabulous document. Have you read it recently? This republic in which we live, fueled by an aggressive and energetic democratic process, has no equal anywhere. The roles fashioned for our president, our Senate, our House of Representatives, and the judiciary are a marvelous system of checks and balances and prevent this great country from lapsing into an oligarchy or a dictatorship or certainly into socialism, much less communism or Marxism. The Constitution counteracts in any of four ways any attempt to abridge these fought-for and hard-won freedoms. But they are under attack as never before, especially our one-of-a-kind First Amendment. The freedoms of speech, religion, and assembly are in fact being abridged every day, and in so many ways. Those who would speak conservative or religious are so often intimidated, even silenced. That speech and the speakers are not only threatened, but legally and financially challenged time and again. There is no greater challenge for the Christian and the conservative than to stand up and protect these freedoms and all of the Constitution, and without compromise, and without allowing any abridgment, no abridgment, none whatsoever. We should be reminded once again of the words of President Ronald Reagan, "Freedoms once lost are lost forever." Freedoms once lost are lost forever. And ours are very much in danger of just that. Franklin Graham of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has reminded us that we are near a day when we will have to have the strongest individual acts of resistance and even incidents of civil disobedience, some even massive, if we are to protect those freedoms and stand up to what is happening in America today. If those on the other side bring America to that divide, that course of conduct would be absolutely required. Christians and conservatives must be ready to stand up, and fight the fight of faith, and never allow those freedoms to be extinguished by radical progressives. Never. And then there is a creeping socialism. Witness Bernie Sanders, or this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the now famous former bartender, or those many who despise capitalism and seek to erode it or even eliminate it. These radical thinkers and workers intend a level playing field. They want to redistribute wealth. They supposedly despise the inequity of financial return, and they wish this monetary distribution under the force of law. they are ready to tax as high as 70%. Ocasio-Cortez proposed that. And the intimidated Speaker Pelosi fails to respond. Boy, you know, it's really something to see so many in the Democratic Party who are more radical than Pelosi. This is a party, the Democrats, which is supported by the so-called deep state, where supposedly objective and fair-minded government workers live and work, but they don't. In reality, the vast majority of these deep staters are themselves liberal and progressive, and they will do whatever it takes to foster the progressive agenda. They are, as President Trump has so well stated, a real danger to America and to our republic, at work, and our democratic process, perhaps as much as anything else. They are, for the most part, anti-capitalism, and their ultimate goal is to secure the political and governmental power to implement socialistic beliefs. Whew, what a day and age. And there are many of these radicals that have the strongest antipathy for America. They despise our governmental structure and our way of life. They are diametrically opposed to capitalism and Christianity. They champion a rabid secularism, and so much of this in the pursuit of power. Power. Ultimate power. They want the control of the American people, you know, the deplorables, controlling the vote and even the thinking of so many Americans. They are fueled by men like George Soros, Saul Alinsky, and so many other nihilists, anarchists, who do not want change in America, but the utter destruction of our government and our way of life. They want the complete power to introduce the New World Order. They are against American exceptionalism in every way, and they wish us to be little more than a member of the United Nations or NATO or any other world order organization. They would subject us to international courts and legislation passed by other nations and treaties which would not be in the best interest of America. The socialism they propose would stagnate our American economy, and especially for the young, the millennials, and so many others, it would virtually extinguish opportunity which our country now provides. There would be a leveling, which would prevent the rise of talent and creativity and individual achievement. The end result would be a flat, dull, lifeless society without the dynamic America now enjoys. This is yet another enormous challenge to Christians and conservatives. We simply must not allow socialism in any form to occur in our great country, much less anything more extreme. We should stand tall for our republic, for our democratic way of life, for our freedoms, and prevent the socialism advocated by Sanders, by Ocasio-Cortez, by Soros, and so many others from ever happening in our great country. And I suggest there is Israel, and that's right, Israel. If, says the God of Abraham, you Christians, if you bless Israel, I, the God of Israel, the great God Jehovah, I will bless you. But if you curse them, if you curse Israel and the Israelites and the Jews, if you do harm to Israel, I'll do the same to you. I'll do the same to you. So many Christians believe and therefore stand with Israel. We are told that it is the chosen land, the promised land, and that Jews are chosen, that they are special to God. There was, from 1940 to 1945, the most barbaric, horrific, brutal slaughtering of the chosen people. The death of 6 million Jews apparently was not enough. For today, in this day of diversity, are you kidding me? Caring for all peoples, except the Jews, of course, and a day and age of ethnic differences and respect, supposedly, anti-Semitism is once again on the rise. It is a vicious, ungodly, despicable movement. There is a growing hatred of people simply because they are Jews. This growing hatred or anti-Semitism not only exists on the individual level, but on the national and international level as well. The movement BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, grows daily. Nations rise up economically, politically, and socially against Israel for its alleged apartheid practices. This little nation, no larger than New Jersey, is threatened on all sides by radical Islam. And radical Islam has stated publicly over and over again, they want the total destruction of Israel and the murder and slaughter of every Jew therein. In fact, they state it this bluntly. The radical Islamists want every Jew buried in the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. How about that one? Ever hear that at NATO or the United Nations? Israel, surrounded by Iran, by Iraq, even Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, and Syria, and Lebanon, and others beyond, this tiny nation, the Promised Land, lives in extreme danger of death and extinction every day. America vacillates in support. Trump moves the American embassy to Jerusalem. That's the right move. But there is little progress with regard to peace and negotiations. And the danger, not just for Israel, but the world over, grows. Some of these enemies, and soon Iran, will be nuclear capable, as Israel now is. It would take little for the Middle East and then the world to explode in a nuclear holocaust. The peace of Jerusalem, we read about that so often and hear about it, especially in the Psalms. The peace of Jerusalem, that's an illusion. War seems inevitable, whether sooner or later. Even as this rabid anti-Semitism grows, it should be the duty of Christians and conservatives to stand up for Israel. The blessing of God disappears if Christians don't. Not only for them, but perhaps for America as well. You know, it really is one of the great challenges of our day, and we must have the courage to deal with it. I pray you do. But my fellow Christians and Americans, no matter how dark or depressing or despairing things are, it is so good to be alive, don't you think? To live well in the day which the Lord hath made. There is always joy, there is happiness, there is cheer, there is goodwill, and there is hope for the believer. There is promise for those who will work, no matter that the night is coming. There is service to be rendered, living for God and country, and it has its own reward. And as we serve and honor the God of Abraham and the Son, the Christ he sent, we are promised his blessing and protection, and we should rejoice in that. I do. Every day I rejoice in that. As I fight the fight of faith my own way and as I am led, and I pray you do the very same, as you are led by the Lord. May God bless you, my fellow Christians and conservatives, as you battle these extraordinary challenges and these issues of the day.